Welcome to prayer at the close of day for Thursday, May 19th, 2022, the fifth Thursday of Easter. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, hasten to help us. The Lord grant us a restful night and peace at the last. Amen. Almighty God, Maker of all things, have mercy on us. Jesus Christ, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, Giver of life, have mercy on us. Almighty God, in raising Jesus from the grave, you shattered the power of sin and death. We confess that we remain captive to doubt and fear, bound by the ways that lead to death. We overlook the poor and the hungry, and pass by those who mourn. We are deaf to the cries of the oppressed, and indifferent to calls for peace. We despise the weak, and abuse the earth you made. Forgive us, God of mercy. Help us to trust your power to change our lives and make us new, that we may know the joy of life abundant given in Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. The Lord will not let your foot be moved, nor will the one who watches over you fall asleep. Behold, the Keeper of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve you from all evil and will keep your life. The Lord will watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth, forevermore. O God, Maker of heaven and earth, you help us in times of distress and watch over us day and night. Hold us securely in your mercy, that in the midst of fear and danger we may depend on you, our sure deliverer, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In righteousness I shall see your face, O Lord. When I awake, your presence shall give me joy. O God, who appointed the day for labor and the night for rest, grant that we may rest in peace and quietness during the coming night, so that tomorrow we may go forth to our appointed labors. Take us into your holy keeping, that no evil may befall us, nor any ill come near our home. When at last our days are ended and our work is finished, grant that we may depart in your peace, in the sure hope of that glorious kingdom, where there is day without night, light without darkness, and life without shadow of death forever. Through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. Our Father, guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. May Almighty God bless, preserve, and keep us this night and forevermore. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.